Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 43, the verses 22 to 28. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 22 to 28. The Lord says, "But you were tired of me, Israel. You did not worship me. You did not bring me your burnt offerings of sheep. You did not honor me with your sacrifices. I did not burden you by demanding offerings, so wear you out by asking for incense. You didn't buy incense for me or satisfy me with the fat of your animals. Instead, you burdened me with your sins. You wore me out with the wrongs you have committed. And yet, I am the God who forgives your sins, and I do this because of who I am. I will not hold your sins against you. Let us go to court. Bring your accusation. Present your case to prove you are in the right. Your earliest ancestors sinned. Your leaders sinned against me, and your rulers profaned my sanctuary. So I brought destruction on Israel. I let my own people be insulted." My theme for reflection is renewing our relationships with divine grace. Renewing our relationships with divine grace. Have you ever felt weary and detached from something that once held significance in your life? Perhaps it is a job that no longer excites you despite the benefits it provides. Maybe it is a favorite food that has lost its flavor after repeated indulgence. Or it might be a relationship that has soured over time, leaving you feeling disconnected and uninterested. When we lose passion for something or someone, we often stop investing in them, revealing parts of ourselves that are not our best. This sense of fatigue and disinterest is what the prophet Isaiah addresses in chapter 43, verse 22 to 32. The Israelites had grown tired of their relationship with God. They neglected their worship and ceased bringing offerings, turning away from the Creator who had always been faithful to them. Their sins burdened and wearied God as they repeatedly chose to disrespect and disobey Him. This behavior mirrors how, in human relationships, weariness and neglect often lead to palpable tension and hurt. Yet God's response to the Israelites' waywardness is profoundly different from human retaliation. Instead of responding with anger or retribution, God declares, "I am the one who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." God's forgiveness is not dependent on the Israelites' actions, but on His own character and integrity. He forgives because it is intrinsic to His nature, not because the people deserve it. My dear friends, imagine if we adopted this divine perspective in our relationships. When faced with disrespect or mistreatment, what if we chose to respond with forgiveness and grace, not out of weakness, but from a place of strength and integrity? Such a response would transform our interactions and diminish the cycle of hurt and retaliation that often plagues human relationships. God's grace towards the Israelites offers a powerful lesson for us. It challenges us to rise above our instinct to retaliate and instead to forgive and show compassion. By doing so, we uphold our integrity and contribute to a world where understanding and kindness prevail over bitterness and revenge. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you felt weary and detached, and how has this affected your relationships with others and with God? Number two, how can you emulate God's example of forgiveness and grace in your interactions, especially when faced with disrespect or mistreatment? Heavenly Father, we come before you, acknowledging our weariness and the times we have grown distant in our relationships with you and others. We are grateful for your grace and boundless forgiveness, which remind us of your endless love. Help us to reflect your character in our lives, responding to hurt and disrespect with compassion and integrity. Guide us to renew our commitment to you and to those around us, fostering understanding and kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.